We have all sinned, and the result is a broken world and separation from God. Romans 3:23. But God had a wonderful, masterful plan. I'll pay for their sin because only I can. I'll save the whole world by becoming a man. God loved us so much that he sent us his son. So Jesus was born and the plan was begun. His life was just perfect. No sin. No, not one. Jesus died for us and rose from the dead. Through him we're offered forgiveness and a new beginning if we say yes. Ephesians 2:8 through 9 and Romans 5:9. Yet people grew jealous. Don't trust him. Beware. They had him arrested. His trial was unfair. He died on a cross. He was crucified there. But that's not the end. Jesus rose from the dead. He came back to life again, just like he said, and gave us a promise of what lies ahead. For Christ is the life and the truth and the way for all who believe and receive him today. Say yes, and your new life begins right away. Saying yes to Jesus gives us eternal life and peace. Acts 3:19 through 20. Our life is in Jesus, our very best friend. He'll always be with us right up to the end, for we have the Spirit he promised to send. You ever get that warm, tingly, fuzzy feeling? That's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit can be with you. With Jesus beside us, there's nothing to fear. No matter what happens, our Savior is near. Then when we're in heaven, he'll wipe every tear. We'll join all the angels in heaven to sing all praise to the Father and Jesus the King, the ruler of heaven who made everything. Wow, as we grow faith, we'll want to tell others the good news. Matthew 28:18-19. No matter what happens, Christ lives in your heart. What a great gift that you get a fresh start. No one and nothing can keep you apart. The fruit of the Spirit that's in you will grow. Now love, joy, and patience are starting to show. You walk with the Savior wherever you go. Be thankful for Jesus. Let love overflow. Tell others God loves them. The world needs to know. And sharing this news helps your own faith to grow. Welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. God the Creator loves us. John 3:16. Back in the beginning, the world was still dark. No light and no lightning, not even a spark. No schools and no houses, no playground or parks. Then wow, all God did was say, let there be light, and let there be night, and let there be dark. The world was created, and it was perfect and right. Look up in the sky, because here comes the sun. At night, count the stars if you can, one by one. Also gaze at our moon and say, wow, God, well done. Well done. Just look at the wonders that God had in store, like birds, fish, and tigers, horses, and more. Well, the creatures with two legs and creatures with four. And then God made people, a woman and a man, for Adam and Eve were both part of God's plan. They lived in God's garden. That's where life began. Now Adam and Eve had the world at their feet. The Garden of Eden held every treat, and only one tree from which no one could eat. Along came the snake, who was bad as could be. Did God say, don't eat? You should listen to me. That fruit is the best, and Eve chose to agree. So Eve took a bite, Adam did too, and God saw it all. Children, what did you do? Since then we all sin, that means me, that means you. We have to say, we're in a bad place. We can't earn God's favor or talk face to face. We're helpless and hopeless, in need of God's grace.